love, forgiveness, and life. Love, forgiveness, and life. To give one of these to someone will require we give all three. If we want to love, we will need to forgive and embrace life as it is. If we want to forgive, we will need to live by loving as Jesus loved. And if we want to live fully, we will need to love and forgive freely. St. John tells us today in the second reading that to love is to expiate sin, that is, to forgive. And our Lord tells us in the Gospel that if we are to have life, life as His friends, life in its fullness, then we must give that life away, give it to another. We must love even to the point of death. We who have first been loved, forgiven, and gifted with life by God must now give it all away to others if we are to have eternal life with God in heaven. We must let go of what we have been given in order to find it again. We cannot love if we do not forgive. We cannot forgive if we do not put our needs aside so that someone else may live. We cannot live if we do not forgive from the heart and in that way love one another. Now, who in your life has loved you in this way? Forgiven you over and over again? Who has given you life? Who has come closest to God in loving you, forgiving you, and giving you life? Yes, for most of us, although certainly not all, it has been our mothers who have most clearly loved us, forgiven us, and gifted us with life. And that is why Pope John Paul I, Papa Luciani, as we called him during his papacy in 1978, that is why he described God's love as a mother's love for her children. His comment caused quite a stir back then, but his point was clear. God is our Father. But the love of a mother for her children is often the closest earthly reflection of God's love for us that we will ever find. It is a love that is pure, enduring, and total. We must never forget our mother's love. We must never forget our moms, who they are, where they are, what they have done for us. We must honor them every day, not just on Mother's Day. And so I thank you, all of you out there who are mothers, and I thank you for the most noble of all vocations in life, and I thank you for living out your vocation so well. Now, as I was taught in diaconate formation, when I preach, I must try to preach to the entire assembly, not just a segment of it. And so I suspect that some of you were not fortunate to have experienced the love of a mother such as I am describing. Your mother may have died when you were young, or your mother may have been physically or mentally ill and unable to love and forgive. And if this is true, these are wounds that run deep and can be renewed on days like today when we honor our mothers. My father's mother died when he was but 3 years of age. And I listen to my patients at Gunderson and hear many stories of people who believe their mothers never loved them or forgave them for something. If for some reason these things have been true in your life, then today is a special day for you, a day in which you are left with an opportunity to love and forgive and then give new life to your mother.